It's nice to be back in Champaign. We haven't been here in a while. Everybody feeling relaxed? Excellent. It's very quiet. We're going to get things started in the traditional bluegrass fashion. We are the Yonder Mountain String Band. Thanks for coming. It's nice to see you all. Excellent. It's nice to see you all. We get to see folks we don't get to see that often, and it's awful nice. We're going to kick things off with a song we learned, and we're going to play like the Stanley Brothers used to play it. This one is called The Shady Grove.
Thank you.
A couple of months ago. No.
Upset with jug bands,
I think is what it was. No. But here's a song that Ben Kaufman on the bass is going to sing for you. It's a good old traditional song. It's been around forever. And nobody does it quite like this.
No.
I think.
Good evening, everybody.
We hope. If you know somebody who does it just like this, please let us know. It would be awful embarrassing.
It would be.
It kind of starts out like this.
Well, a rich cow, she drives in an automobile. Jeff knows it's true. And a poor gal, she'd do it quite the same. And Adam also knows that it happens to be true. But my gal, she travels the back of no police car. You know, she's getting by just the same. Well, I'll see you in the morning if I live. Well, I'll see you in the morning if I don't get killed.
Thank you.
Well, a rich cow, she drinks straight whiskey. Poor cow, she drinks quite the same. My cow, she drinks all the vibe, just like Billy D. You know, she gets real twisted, just the same. Well, I'll see you in the morning if I live.
If I live.
Well, I'll see you in the morning if I don't get killed.
Don't get killed.
And if I never no more see you again, oh, won't you please remember me one time, Jim? We'd like to introduce Kenny G now for you, folks. Kenny G.
That's okay. Actually, this is our favorite part about playing at Mike and Molly's, because Mike, you're back there. We get back of the room commentary from Mike throughout the course of the evening.
Just remind people the beer garden is open.
The beer garden is open, folks.
I'd sure like to let a few more people into the show, but somebody got to go outside for that to happen. Back there, you can go to the back door, you can hear the band from out there. Swear to God.
Or just get closer. Pick you a little tune, I guess, about home, but the way the weather's been the past few days, it sure doesn't feel like this around here.
Thank you. Oh.
Excellent choice. We'll do that one.
All right.
So you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Fantastic. We want to mention that if you're standing outside or something like that, and they say the only place you can sit is out there, that's okay, because we'll probably end up out there during the set break, and then we'll come back in here. You know, there is Weft next door, so after the show, we can go down and all get on the radio together. Come on, River. Number 15. An evil guy. Quasi evil.
Folks, here's a number that they're gonna let me sing. I'm not really sure why, but it's one that I do, in a manner of speaking. Here's a song called The Lost John. Jeff counts it off, and we all come on in after he's done.
Play this one for Andy and then if it's
inside if we could. His name is Andy. He did the sound here tonight, so if we could get him in. Otherwise, I have a feeling he might be very angry
with
himself.
He might take it. Don't let him in, actually. He might come in and take it. We would love to circulate some folks in and out of here, and I guess they're saying that if... Well... Never mind.
Maybe we can let them in outside. And then,
Speaker out there.
I hate to. I guess outside is outside. In any event, we're in the key of A, yes. We can play another one in the key of A.
We should.
Alright.
I think it's only proper that we've let Dave Johnson on the 5-string banjo. Bluegrass Hole alumnus showing his colors this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Johnson on the 5-string banjo, what would you like to pick this evening?
Well, let's try the Shenandoah Valley Breakdown. We haven't been playing that one lately, and I'd like to play it for y'all now.
Yes, sir.
It goes a little something, in fact it goes a lot something just like this. Thank you so much. It was really nice. We got into town about 5 o'clock today, and it was really, really nice outside. It was nice to see the sunset in Urbana again. It was awful, awful pretty. It was awful pretty. I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Folks, we travel in a very dirty at this point, but we travel incognito, in a manner of speaking, in a motorhome. We have nice blue curtains in there. They're really dainty and nice. So we travel right under the nose of the law, if you will. And today was, for the very first time ever, we were pulled over by the lovely state of Illinois state troopers. That's right.
Guess who was driving?
Adam Ajala. He's got the worst luck and the best luck.
We didn't get pulled over.
We didn't. Yeah, right. But we didn't get a ticket. They didn't find the drugs.
So we got plenty for everybody!
Hey! He asked me, though. I was sitting in the car, and he looked at me, and he said, you know, there's a crime problem here in this part of it.
Is there a crime problem in Illinois?
In Southern Illinois, that's what he said. He's like, just wondering, you know, if you have any drugs on you. And I said, dead in the eye, no, not a chance for a bluegrass band, let me go. And he did.
Sir, we're traveling around the country playing the bluegrass music
without any drugs.
For Jesus. Hallelujah, let me go.
We'll pick you a little sinful number about the law, and maybe we'll get a little bit of the gospel tune in there, because remember,
that's only proper.
Thank you.
very serious question. So, we've all, I think, been pulled over here, as we just were, as we talked about. Now, I gotta admit, being a bluegrass band is an excuse to get out of heaven, not having 20 individuals you don't know all dressed in cosmic blue, running through your RV, using the excuse of, hey, we're a bluegrass band, is absolute genius. Now, some people have said many things. My pancreas is exploding, I gotta go to the hospital. I'm late for work. We could have used that one, we could have said, we're late for work, but if anybody out there really knows the spirit of what it's like to get out of a ticket, you just close your eyes for a minute and envision that moment of favor. You're driving down the highway, you're grooving, you're shaking your head, you're grooving a little bit. And all of a sudden, you just... if you don't mind. Yes, officer, okay. Here you go. Hey, you know, your eyes are looking a little bit red. Well, you know, we're a bluegrass band. We had a gig last night. We didn't get much sleep, so we're driving all day. Oh, well, okay, son, I understand. You can go ahead. Gee, son, you know, it smells kind of funny in this RV here. It smells kind of skunky, kind of musty. Oh, well, we're four guys. We live in 18 feet of square space for 2 weeks. Of course, we're a bluegrass band. Okay, we'll go ahead. Son?
Yes?
Is that a huge mound of mid-Illinois slurb on your dashboard?
No, officer. I can never tell a lie.
No. We're a bluegrass band. People give us things all the time. I don't know where that came from. Could you please dispose of it? We were actually hoping someone was going to pull us over so they could help us get rid of it. And we all know how much the police like to help us get rid of our drugs. So you were caught with how many pounds and you're being tried for $3,000? While the officer sits at home watching reruns of Quincy, stoned out of his mind, eating your donuts, eating your box of chicken, and smoking the cigarettes he confiscated from you. Voice flying deeper than I could ever achieve, so I'll just sing it my own voice. But this is what he does. He looks you square in the eye and says, son, if you're living good and feeling right, I'll tell you what you want to hear. I'll get you out of any jam, I'll put you back in high gear. Have all them people drop the slurps in the back, we'll all go back to Tammany and jump and smoke them. And you can help us get rid of the sun. That we're real proud to be touring in support of our first CD that just came out, and it's really cool and stuff. It's all funny. It's got pictures, funny pictures and stuff. But there's a picture of Ben shirtless and Dave shirtless. Yeah. No, it's they look a little blue. Look, it's feeling bluish.
But I play bass in a bluegrass band. I don't know what you expect.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
That's not a squirrel in my pocket.
No.
But So you can come and see any one of us during the set break, and we'll have them for sale and all sorts of things. And so if you like one, please come buy one. And we're going to play one more tune, take a short break, and then play till they throw us out. And as you know, afterwards, we'll go and drink and pick. So. It's an early evening, and remember, if the weekend starts on Friday, why do anything during the day? Like get your PhD or anything like that. Mr. James. Should I say the evil bearded jokes? Here's a little tug band too to send you off. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
that's true.
And the Maker's Mark, too.
Also, yeah.
And the Maker's Mark was making evidence that actually evil E that's falling over. She's not great, big legs, pretty teeth. I'm a man in love with a deep ocean. I'm about to never be pretty and smiling. Oh, what am I? What was she to be? Now she love me.
No, she don't.
Oh, yes, she do.
No, no, she don't.
Oh, I'm so satisfied.
Thank you. save it. Pull him off the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sing here the song that Ben Coffin is going to help us sing on the bass. He's looking very serious.
Actually.
Ooh, now he's looking mysterious, like he knows something.
I do. The name of this next song is called My Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Anymore. I'm going to dedicate it to all you lovebirds out there, or maybe the lovebirds as they are through the looking glass, the twisted sort of bizarro world lovebirds. Here's a song for you, and I'm going to sing it.
Sing everything really high and play everything really fast. So everybody shakes, you know, the shoulders and the head and the feet. The shoes go flying, and then the next thing you know, the floor is on fire from everybody shaking. It does, actually. What should we sing? Should we sing the Hit Parade of Love, or should we sing the... Here's a number called On Your Hit Parade of Love.
If you can't be number one, I don't know what I'll do. I'll run. good girl, be so nice and fine. Now I never want to take your place, you're my heart and mind. Put your arms around me now, be my little dove, and then I'll know I'm number one in hickory love. On her hickory love, I hope I'll never stop. I've got a long, long way to climb before I reach the top. But if I do, it's good, it's true, you really have it made. Then I'll know I'm number one in a lover's hickory.
You're gonna tell
Thank you so much, folks. Great old hot rod number called
Everybody Rock and Roll.
And now what are you, man?
Well, I don't really know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna do a number that we're kind of kicking around, and the way Jeff sings it, I suppose it has a little bit extra meaning, him being home and everything. Here's a song called The Old Hometown.
It's got a great kickoff in the old traditional fashion here with Mr. Dave Johnson kicking it off. We'll sing it in the old traditional way. We're going to play one more number and then get Gnome up here to do some crazy satanic double banjo action. Because he's one heck of a banjo player. And then we're just going to have a huge pit with everybody, with the Groder and the James and all sorts of things. Here's a great number we learned from the Stanley Brothers, and it's called If I Lose.
She's got money all the time.
taking place. Cause when I get to the jam, this ain't in the race. But now I'm coming back to here to take another round. If you hear by my side, I'd love to feel this neck of down. If I lose, let the blood I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great banjo player over here, his name's Gnome, and he's going to pick with us now. We're going to boost it out there so y'all can hear him. Can y'all hear him out there? Excellent. Called Ground Speed that we're going to pick for you. And then things are just going to hit the fan, I think, in a royal fashion.
No.
You boys want to get her there? You want to harmonize? Give us some potatoes so we can come in with you.
Thank you.
to the mighty Picklor. We're gonna pick you another number here. We're gonna keep Gnome up here. Ben Coffin's gonna tell you a little bit about this number, I think.
Is Sir Jeff as a will?
Tell me a little bit about this, huh?
Good press. Folks, you've all heard the terrible story of how we were pulled over by the law enforcement earlier this morning, actually. It's a terrible thing. Can I hear a boo? Can I hear a boo? Yes. Excellent. But this is a song that takes place in the dim and distant past, as it were. So long ago, you might imagine yourself being newly appointed with a driver's license, driving to the small town of Snow, Massachusetts, which is where I'm from. And maybe being up to no good, maybe being up to plenty of good. It didn't really matter on that fateful day. In any event, folks, I got pulled over. I got hassled. When I woke up 3 days later from the coma, I wrote this song and dedicated it to the sheriff of my hometown and his lovely wife.
He's not only a bass player, he's a survivor.
Long years of therapy, and don't you make fun of it, Jeff. Take it away, David. Sweat. He took a break from running, but he wasn't done yet. Looked over his shoulder when he heard the barking hounds. Dug his feet into the earth and headed out of town. But the town line's far away, and he won't sleep for days, because he just left with Andy, and she's the sheriff's wife. Now the sheriff's men have got him running for his life. Thank you.
We managed to blow everything up, so we're gonna take 1 second and get everything turned back on. Okay, well, we're gonna get everything turned back on, okay? Well, we're gonna try to make sure everything works. You all can hear us out there. Excellent. That's what's important.
First time's only 4 years old, people love me.
Run for help!
good. While I change the string here, we're going to bring in Mr. Dan Broder.
Oh, yeah!
From the Bluegrass Holes. He's got a new band that's playing around called Waffle Hoss. So go see Waffle Hoss at any given opportunity.
Let's go, baby!
We can do that one. Done with this here mandolin conversion. It's an important thing really to take care of, and usually happens to us about once or three, maybe four or five times a show. But it's just because Jeff plays that thing so damn hard for all of you folks out there. And he's this guy down here on his knees praying to the Lord. There he goes. Hallelujah. Here's one called for our friends in the out of doors, the Solid Dog.
Oh. You know, Dave and I used to live in Champaign. We always say this every time we're here, and everybody that's here pretty much knows. But Dave and I used to live in Champaign and play with the Bluegrass Holes. So this is like a little reunion homecoming thing here. Call for fun. We're going to pick a number for you that we used to pick all the time in that band, and it's called The White Water, and a guy named Bela Fleck wrote it. It's an awful fine tune. He's a great songwriter. We're going to be out at the Telluride Festival this year playing, and Bela will be there and all them folks, so come on out to Colorado to see us. We're going to be all around. We'll tell you more of the festivals we'll be at. We'll tell you a festival for each tune. So we're gonna be at Telluride.
Oh yeah! Right.
The cries are already in the air.
When he was 19.
One more time!
Folks, we're gonna ask Dan Broder here to stay up for another tune and maybe get some more singing done. Then we're gonna have one of his partners in crime, Dr. Ethan James there. Holy Dirty, Holy Evil, Dr. Jazz.
The Dog.
He's gonna lead us through the all the most popular Ozzy and Sabbath covers. Are you with me? Are you really with me?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little last call. It says from the back of the bar, last call.
Cry, child of sorrow, cry, child of sorrow.
Mr. James, if you will approach the stage. We're gonna pick you two more numbers with Mr. Ethan James here on the guitar. And then what we're gonna do is, lately we've been playing shows, we've been getting a great opportunity at the end of each show to sit and play some acoustic for everybody. Totally unplugged and all sorts of stuff. So what we're gonna do is, we're gonna play two more tunes with Ethan and we'll all have a parade outside. We'll gather around the little stage outside. We'll have a drink and we'll play a bunch more for you all acoustic outside with him. Get some air and all that sort of stuff. It's really a preparation for the party on Dan and Ethan's lawn. We will get those guys arrested someday. We're really excited. Mr. Ethan James on the guitar here with us, folks. The old bluegrass taught me everything I knew about bluegrass music and then helped me forget it as well. We're gonna go down to G, we're gonna continually reach into the bag of tricks here and see what we can pull out. This one goes a little something like Mountain Girls. Makes you think of home, don't it?
Get out, boys, go back home. Back to the girl you love.
Yes, there's an awful lot of songs we gotta play the rest of the evening. Shout something. Photographic moment. We're gonna play one more tune all plugged in. We're gonna have a grand parade after the beer garden, and we're gonna kick our asses off. You know, when it comes down to it, when it really comes down to it, then it doesn't matter what anybody says, because you can drink your Pez. No, wait. I think it goes, I don't care what you say, I'm gonna drink my corn liquor anyway. Everybody get one. Hold me.
Hold me.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Let me fall, girl. Let me fall.
Help me! together sometime in the summer and make this happen.
Yeah, this is Nashville.
That's funny.
That's pretty nice, though, you know? Luca.
What is this, February? You kidding me?
Crazy. Crazy. Hey, let's get crazy! You know?
Come on. Here's a song called Dear Old Dixie. We're going to let the banjos kick off for you, and then it'll be pretty cool.
But if you go there, I won't follow. I just think I'll stay around.
one more.